One on each word in a separate piece of paper.
No, I think that would be too large. So maybe you divide them into 3 to 6 pieces.
Is it all
of that? I did my homework last night, so okay.
Yeah, you can use it if you want to.
I can write one like this.
Do it.
Oh, you did. Yeah. But I have to ask the same one here. And you can use your shock wall if you want to, but as you can see, everything is going to rain away, so you just have to go with the flow. So you can just, there are different colors here also.
Oh, yes, okay.
I said that while we are waiting for everyone to come, we can start to write your 10 words on this paper. And try to think, maybe you divide them to something like that. You did that.
Yeah, it's a bit complicated. You can't have it. You have to kind of estimate the needs for trolls to make.
You know, if you want to be very creative, of course you can make a swarm as well. It doesn't have to be square. It could also be in a circle or in a leaf or whatever.
Or sticky notes.
Yeah. But it's more fun to.
Pero bueno, esto para expulsarlo, ¿vale? Cuando está aquí, le das ahí, ¿vale? Y ellas no las quieren. Ahora ves, ellas las pueden sacar. ¿No hay momento bien esta sala? ¿Esta era
Berlín? No, Berlín. I'm going to write words about...
Oh, I see. No, 10 words that is think relates to your abstract.
Because you don't write me to me about it.
So this would be all about my walking experience, and this is all about my last project. So the association. And it's a bit more abstract, but it fits the abstract.
Good morning. It has to
be separate papers in the end.
So,
what do we have to do?
To write.
Yeah. Prepared.
Yeah.
And then we make smaller squares or triangles.
Yes.
And write them down, and then you cut them out.
Okay.
buds can be a couple of words.
Yes, you can make a couple of words too, but you want to. But just it was too much to ask for yourself. Of course, you can also use I thought we had no place to buy charcoal where I live, so I went to our kindergarten and said, now we're going to make charcoal pens. Yes, children work, children are able, we work a lot of that in Sweden. So, because we want to go out as quick as possible, and we will return here after the practical workshop and continue to share things and also other things, go deeply into what we represent as individuals. So if we start like this, and then we end here, I think I have to stop. So, yeah, so as I said yesterday, I'm stepping in for Anita in Gothenburg University. I have academic background, but not as high up as you have, but I work as an artist, so that is my background. And
Good morning.
I think, you know, I always do this. I work a lot with educational programs in all ages, from 4 to 90, actually, so... So I'm very used to go out of doors. So I have some images, you know, they are in plastic, covered with plastic. So that is what I often do. I bring a few images from my own works and I show them outdoors. So that is what I'm going to do. So I'm not going to get deeper into my own practical work here. But before we just make this presentation, I think it would be good for me to just say how I have been planning these few hours that we have together. So the idea is that we are going to be outdoors 1 hour and a half, but it will be even less because the presentation will take a little bit of that time. And we are going to stop at two places. We're going to stop at the Grand Plaza to experience the art of walking. And I will tell you more about that when we come to that place. And then we are going to the park. And there we are going to use these words and just have the experience of, you know, playing around with the nature or with the sight. And then we're going back. I brought some fruit with me, so somewhere up there we will have our coffee break. And then when we come, then we are going back here again. And I thought that we needed actually 2 hours here in the room, because when I wrote the instructions to you, I didn't really know that some of you had heard that you were supposed to, that you had the opportunity to show your own works. So then I thought, you know, so I thought that this was a very important thing for you, so an opportunity for you. So that is why I divided it into one practical part and one part that is indoors. So we try to count very simple mathematics, you know, while you do this. So as long as I know now, it will be time for you to show your works. I know that one person has a 20 minutes long presentation. Who is it? No? I think maybe not.
I suppose I will be me.
I mean, I kill you.
I suppose to give you at the end of the working group session after the coffee break a preliminary summary about what we did.
Yeah.
But to give you a piece of paper or maybe also in a talk. But well, I didn't have that information, so thank you.
But we can go deeper right into that when you come back. But there are a few, I think. I cannot see anything about it.
Throw it out of the window, maybe? Just, you know, give it a big knock.
Good.
Or ask somebody. Yeah.
So, anyway, we take that later because it will be too much of information for you otherwise. So,
but the time to present would not be now, but
no,
another
later.
Yeah. Okay.
So it will be the last 2 hours of our workshop we will spend here, and then we will do that.
Okay. I have a 6-minute video, but if it's not time, then
No, but I counted with that it will be within these 2 hours that we are here. And there is also someone having a 6 minute. Yeah, we'll go in. Okay? So
the
I think that's...
Going
any questions about the timetable? No.
Okay. So, just so I get it right, now a short presentation of what we're working with.
Yes, a presentation of you and your own.
Something you want to say about
okay. Yeah, I'm Christina. I'm from Sweden. I work in the west coast of Sweden mainly. And currently I'm working at the Museum of Bohuslän and also at the Museum of Vitlycke World Heritage Area in Tanum. And I'm an archaeologist, but lately I'm managing a public project, so everything that's got to do with outreach and how to connect with the public and showing our great archaeological work. And also I'm a pedagogue in World Heritage Preschool, which is situated up in Vitkyrka. So I also work with from a range of 1-year-old to 90-year-old. So, yeah. Well, shortly, that's about my work.
I'm Sophie Hübing. I'm a German. I live in Switzerland. I'm in the UK, and I work in Switzerland. I'm being spread all over Europe. I'm here because I'm very curious about what Philippe's ideas and things, because I worked with him on the EA board, and I'm very interested in transforming these ideas into politics. But my own professional background is archaeology. So I worked for a long time in Switzerland on excavations, and then I had the chance to go into academia with a Marie Curie fellowship. I went to Newcastle and did some research on the reintroduction of stone architecture, so how wood architecture turns into stone and what is the intellectual background. And that is part of my presentation. I'll be showing you.
My name is Veneto. I'm going to be your helper in this working group. I'm an archaeologist too.
Very good.
I'm involved with all these kind of things. Do you have any question or anything?
Silly
to you. Well, that was
I'm Amala, I'm coming from France. I'm an archaeologist. I work on Chinese archaeology first. So I lived in China to learn Chinese, and study archaeology. Then I come back to France and I finish my master, start a PhD, but I never finished it really because I have to work. So I work a lot in museum around Chinese. I have Chinese archaeology, but also contemporary art. They need my skill in Chinese, not in archaeology, but in Chinese. Really. And after a few years, I entered at the French National Institute for Preventive Archaeology. And there I work on international activities, and especially now on the NEARC project, which I coordinate with Guy, that you met yesterday.
I am Alejandro, I'm from Argentina. I'm an astronomer, and I do my master and PhD in social anthropology. I work about ethnoastronomy of Aboriginal people of the Chaco region in Argentina. I am the president of the Society of Cultural Astronomy in Latin America. And I share with you only to the coffee break because I'm in another working group organizing, but I love the subject of this working group.
I'm Gavin McGregor, I'm an archaeologist by training. I suppose I spent more time in prehistory than healthy, got really disillusioned, I think, about working in practice, producing technical reports and articles that were highly formulaic, and just found that what was happening in the artistic community was more interesting, with different forms of discourse, confidence and ability to get engaged with issues that I kind of thought was something archaeologists could learn from. So over the past 6 or 7 years I've been pushing the boundaries of my practices, and I started off dabbling in stone sculpture. I then went on to do a small piece for an environmental arts festival in Scotland, with a colleague of mine, where we created installations in the landscape, and increasingly became interested in how we explore entanglements in the landscape, people, history, heritage, and the range of issues that emerge from contemporary challenges. So I'll do a short presentation, like a piece that is about a walk I did through Baltic in the Coronian Spit last year. And as an example of the other kinds of work I've been doing, I've just done a joint exhibition up in Caithness, which was on the basis of a 5-day kind of wilderness walk through flow country where I wild camped. and responded to a series of counters through photographs, sculptural installations, and poetry as well. So I kind of just, I'm basically playing, and I would encourage you all to play as well.
I'm Jose, I come from Murcia, which is a region in the south of Spain, and I'm doing a PhD about art and archaeology, is my aim. And I'm archaeologist by the academia, but I am artist by vocation, so I try to mix each other.
Yes, my name is Benjamin Girón, I'm from Sweden. Nowadays I'm working with my own small business in archaeology. Before worked in a cooperative company archaeology excavations, writing technical reports, got bored, and now I'm doing quite a lot of silly stuff. But I am interested in future archaeology, or how we could use our archaeology as a sort of backtracking to tell something about future societies. And I have been working together with some artists up in a small rural municipality in central Sweden, trying to find the soul of a very depressing municipality.
Karina Soltoff, of course, an archaeologist, and based in Kalmar at Linnaeus University in Sweden. But I've lived in a range of different countries and done different things within this trajectory. And I think my interests are twofold on a very general level. On the one hand, I'm interested in archaeological theory, but also in archaeological practice and archaeological practices, I should say. And I've always been interested in how artists are engaging with the past and with material culture and archaeological practices in their work. And vice versa, I would also describe archaeological theory basically as an artistic endeavor. I think the idea I'm looking for is not truth, but it's beauty. So an argument is strong when it's beautiful, not when it's true. I think I've always written by that. And I do every day what I want to do.
like mathematics, that sort of thing. It's more simpler solution.
No, not simpler. In archaeology, it's not always the simplest. That's a different argument.
Okay. I just noticed that I haven't got one of these fancy name tags that you
in the reception there, it's got the
I've lost mine already.
But I mean, at the reception desk at the bottom, there is a.
Felicia had two,
so my name is Bernd Baer. I have a very German name, but I live in London. I'm an artist and I teach at the University of the Arts, which, by the way, on a course, and it's a photography course, but within a fine art context, so not the commercial context. But we have a very uncomfortable relationship with the word beautiful, for example. It's sort of taboo in art schools these days. I suppose I have the luxury of being completely outside of the discipline of archaeology and not having to write any reports in that sense, or having to sort of follow the requirements of the discipline or the industry. But I have a very strong ongoing relationship in the methodologies of archaeology. And also the relationship between, especially architecture, the built environment, and its visual representation, and this question of sort of spatial production as something that doesn't have to be literally bricks and mortar, but can happen through lighting and visual representations. And increasingly, at the moment, I'm kind of interested that maybe quite a few of you are in your workshop later to do with future archaeologies. Maybe there's something about thinking about the present and the arts in archaeology as something also that always relates to the future rather than something that is fixed, which might make us think about the past. So I'm particularly interested in methodologies and how methodologies might produce its object of study rather than a form of transparency. It's actually the opacity of methodologies that becomes actually interesting. And perhaps that as its own object of study. So I'm kind of increasingly interested in media archaeologies, for example.
Before we, I hope you have good clothes with you. Now I'm like a mama. It's really. So we are now quickly moving out the doors. But I was thinking, since I know that you are going to leave a little bit earlier, so maybe I just hand out my card. So you can just pass it around, and those of you who want to take it, so it's always good. So you know how to reach me after this.
If we get lost.
Yes, if you get lost. Actually, does everyone know you're in a spare room now?
Yes, the great outdoors. Yes.
So we are going out now, and we're going to down to the large square.
Yeah. Square down here.
Obradoio. Yeah. And we're just going to go out on it. So as soon as you see it, we stop down there. You take all the notes with you and everything that you have about the castle.
So then we're
yeah, and the travel of course is
be okay leaving things in the room.
It's
I will advise them.
Is there someone who could carry our